We've always been under the cosh deadline wise with every record we've ever made, and this is the first time we've had a bit more time, and we've made it in a granary building a couple of hundred yards from where Rachel and I live. I've been able to try it this way and that way rather than just having to trust my first instinct.
How did you choose the songs for this record? How were they chosen, and how do they differ from songs that we've heard you perform before?
I don't think there's a single track from Tyneside on the record, so it differs in that respect, which is not intentional at all. We nearly called the album Magpies because that's what we are, really. We pick and collect our music from all over the place, and the unlikely source on this occasion was a book that Becky found in Cecil Sharp House, a tiny little book of Dorset traditional songs. The title track and the second track on the record both came from that little book.
I'll mount the air and swallow's wings to find my dearest dear.
There's more self-penned material on this record than there's ever been. All five core members of the band have contributed to the writing for the first time. So Rachel and Becky have broken their duck. They've written some words for the first time. But we make predominantly traditional music, and so if you're going to write something, it needs to sit next to songs that have stood the test of, you know, in some cases hundreds of years of standing up to scrutiny, and that's a tall order. You know, it's quite pressure to put things against that and have them stand up. It's a record that's much broader musically than anything we've put out before. The title track dares to lean on the jazz vernacular as much as the folk one. My love for Sketches of Spain by Miles Davis came out at the point of arranging a traditional Dorset folk song, but you never know when these things are going to surface.
In all my days and empty nights, I cannot find you there.
Do you tend to choose traditional songs then that are along the lines of things that you're being personally inspired by, you know, so that you can sit these traditional songs alongside the things that are of a concern to you or that might be inspiring your writing at the time?
In terms of subject matter, that is what we're interested in folk music. You know, we're really not particularly interested in the either the oral or visual vernacular of folk music at all. You know, we're interested in the social and political content of folk music. So it is all about the words, and they don't have to be, you know, political in an overt way.
Yeah.
I've written a song on this record inspired by the Foundling Hospital from the 17th century, which is not overtly political, but it's, you know, it's still socially political, and you know, people say, well, why? What's the point of going on about that happened 300 years ago? Well, child poverty is still an issue. It's not an old issue at all.
High from the stern posts of flying.
There's not as much death on the record as our normal records. I think they're the only kind of stream that we've noticed is one of loneliness. There's lots of sort of yearning on the record, musical yearning as well. It's quite an aching record.
Crews making ready